Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number two rolls along here on a beautiful Wednesday morning here in our Amherst studio. Zach Jones hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And today's show is, of course, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We got our conversation on the Bills, where they sit now. Three players have been ruled out. None of them that surprising. Dalton Kincaid and receivers Mecole Hardman and Curtis Samuel. All three have not practiced at all this week, so unsurprising. Now, we will turn our attention. We go to the Western Hotline to get more on the Houston Texans as John Harris, the sideline reporter for the Texans, joins me now. John, good morning, man. How are we doing?
Good morning, Zach. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, doing well. It's cold here. I imagine the same is not true in Houston, but it is at least sunny.
Yeah, it's 82 degrees. You know, we flew back from Nashville last week. We got off the plane in Houston, the door opened. It was like the humidity hit, and I just remember thinking, why is it so damn hot here all the time? but luckily, as you know, Bills fans know, it's, you know, we play inside, and the roof will more than likely be closed. There is some weather coming in, but I think it's going to be more Friday morning than it is anything else. So Bills Mafia and the Texans can get together in the parking lots and tailgate and have a good time, and then go in and hopefully watch a good game on Thursday night.
There we go. And it is a Thursday night game. It's a short week. How do you feel about Thursday night games? I always like both, of course, when my favorite team plays on them, but even just regularly watching them, I'm always like, this is a disaster. Like, these two teams should have had longer. It always feels like it's a lesser product.
It is, and obviously, this week, it hurts even worse, because if we were playing this game on Sunday, then we'd have two of our key players playing. I just heard you say Kincaid and Samuel and Hardman are going to be out, and we're going to have C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if those three might have been ready for Sunday, but it was leaning towards Stroud and Petrie being ready to go if we played on a Sunday. But because we're playing on Thursday, we've got to play a third start for Davis Mills. And maybe even more importantly, a third start for Miles Bryant, the nickel defensive back who has had to step in for Jalen. And Miles has done some good things. Former Patriot. You know, I think Bills fans have seen him play before, but he's not Jalen Petrie. So This is where the Thursday night game kind of sticks you a little bit. But, you know, we don't have to travel. Last year we had to travel for one up in New York. Played one of our worst games against Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. And walked out of there with a loss. So we've not played well on short weeks, and this is obviously a Thursday night game, one of the shortest. You know, last year we played on Christmas Day. After playing on Saturday, the Ravens beat us up 31-2. Last year we lost to the Jets on a Thursday night. Philadelphia in 2022. We lost to the eventual world, not world champions, the Super Bowl participant, Philadelphia Eagles. So we've not won a Thursday night game since 2019. And now, granted, we weren't good enough to play in Thursday night games for a few years there, but we've not played well in Thursday night games, and we've not won one under DeMeco Ryans. And he's a fabulous coach, but we just haven't found our way on a short week to go win a football game. And now we're having to do it without C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie on the defensive side. So it's going to be that much more difficult, of course, with the Bills coming into town, one of the better teams in the NFL.
And so you mentioned there, you're not going to have C.J. Stroud. It is going to be Davis Mills. And I'm not going to lie to you, John. I really liked Mills when he was a rookie. I thought he showed some things. And for a quarterback class that wasn't exactly popping off, I was kind of like, this Mills guy's pretty good. You know, he's a backup quarterback. It's what he is. But the Texans have won the last two games he has started. A huge comeback against Jacksonville, and then the eke went out against Tennessee. Is he coming around, or is this more the team playing around a backup quarterback?
No, I think he's definitely coming around. You know, there were moments in the first 2 years that he started where you watched him and went, okay, yeah, there's something here. I don't know that he's a full-time NFL starter, but there's something here with this guy. I think he just needs time. And, of course, you know, in 2022, we played a lot of close games, but we just couldn't make plays to get over the top. Then Davis started to struggle a little bit, and it was like, okay, we got to find our franchise quarterback. But I give Davis a lot of credit because for the next 2 years he sat behind C.J. Stroud. He waited. And then he got his opportunity against Denver to come in with C.J. one out, and he did some good things against a really good defense, but you could tell there was still some rust. Then in the Jacksonville game, he started to shake off that rust. He started using the full field. He got protected. And when Davis is protected, he can put the ball in the spots that a lot of quarterbacks can't. Like, he's very accurate with the football. And if we can run the ball at all, then the play action becomes even more important. And the protection for Davis has been better than it's been all year long. So, yeah, there's been some collective effort sort of thing going on, but it really is, you know, two wins the last two games, but not in spite of Davis. But you could say that Davis was one of the top five reasons that we've won those games. I mean, dating back to 2022, his last three starts, he's had a game-winning drive on the final drive of the game in all three games. So he's done some really good things. It's just a matter of being consistent and having him protected. And those things will all come to fruition, really, if they're able to run the ball as some of the other teams have done this year to the Bills. We don't run it at that clip all the time, but we've had moments against teams that aren't really good stopping the run. So if we can run it a little bit, then we've got an opportunity to move the football. Because I think even though our defense is good, with Superman coming in the building, I think we got to score 30-plus to even be in this ballgame.
That was something I wanted to bring up, John, because the Bills' rush defense is a nightmare, to put it kindly. But, yeah, the stats point to that's not really one of the strengths for Houston. I know to start this year, Nick Chubb was kind of the main guy coming over from Cleveland. Woody Marks, though, it seems to be, is the guy that's taking over the backfield. And you mentioned there's been moments. How confident are you, though, that Houston can run on the Bills? We did just see a third-string running back in Tampa and Sean Tucker have a career game against Buffalo.
Yeah, but you guys know in Western New York, having seen Sean Tucker at Syracuse, you knew he could play. And
right.
I know for me, I studied him a lot, and I was a big Sean Tucker fan, doing a lot of draft analysis. I was a big Sean Tucker fan, was, you know, a little surprised with how things went, but not surprised that he was able to do that to the Bills. I'll put it this way. I won't be surprised at anything that happens in the run game for the Texans on Thursday night. If they run for 30 yards, I won't be surprised. If they ran for 170, I wouldn't be surprised. It's kind of a, you know, I don't know what to expect really from them. The offensive line has kind of moved pieces, and they might be moving a couple more pieces this week. But I think the insertion of Woody is kind of the main back, as definitely the number one, and Nick is the number two, instead of being, you know, 1A, 1B, or Nick 1 and Woody 2, Woody just adds a little bit more juice. And I think that just gives this offense, you know, that much more ability to run the ball effectively. And Woody's a hell of a receiver out of the backfield. So even if the Bills are stopping the traditional handoffs, Woody Marks can still get his with screens, you know, catching, you know, passes out in the flat. You know, he's had a couple of our most explosive plays in the passing game, catching a check down and then making yards after the catch. So there's different ways to, quote unquote, run the ball. And I think the Bills did that last week, obviously. You know, getting all their backs involved in the passing game the way they did was, I mean, it really was just extending the run game because, you know, James didn't have a great game, but, you know, when you're pounding your head against Vita Vea, well, you're not going to run the ball really, really well. So, okay, let's take one of our best players and give him the ball away from all that. And that's what the Bills are able to do. And hopefully that's what the Texans will find at some point, that they can, quote unquote, run it just maybe in a little different way than you would expect. It's not just going to be duo and wide zone gets it done. It might be a check down throw. It might be a little inside screen. It might be Woody on a little circle route, Texas route sort of thing, just to get him in space away from the Bills front. So anything that happens in the run game, I won't be surprised one way or the other, Zach.
John Harris, sideline reporter for the Houston Texans, with me now here on the Wester Hotline. John, the big key thing for the Texans, it feels like everyone here in Buffalo is zeroing in on, is the defense. You know, it sure, it's Davis Mills. Sure, they can't really run the ball all that well, you know, according to statistics. But boy, is that defense really good. What have you seen from this year?
Yeah, it's a unit that has not played together for a little while, and I think that helps. There's continuity there. You know, early in the season, they had some struggles, and a lot of that had to do with C.J. Gardner-Johnson not feeling comfortable in the defense, not knowing what to do in the defense. And there were three moments in the first three games that you could directly point to C.J. Gardner-Johnson not knowing what he was doing, and it cost us three touchdowns in each game, and we lost by 5, 1, and 7, respectively. So they put M.J. Stewart in there. He knows the defense played at a high level. When M.J. got hurt against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and now there's still that feeling of, hey, we've played together, we know this defense, but against Tennessee, especially in pass coverage, we blew a couple of coverages, and Cam Ward couldn't take advantage of it. I mean, he had two legitimate touchdown opportunities where we just blew a coverage, and he couldn't take advantage of them. I know somebody who will take advantage of it, and that does worry me. So they've got to clean things up. But when it comes to pass rush duo, you know, unknown, but, you know, journeyman-like, but grinders on the inside, linebackers that can all run, and the best cornerback in the league opposite one of the best young cornerbacks in the league. Yeah, this defense is loaded with talent. As long as it is playing the system and the play call that's called, they're fine. When they start breaking down a little bit, when there's some, you know, switch releases and some things, they've blown a couple of coverages, which worries me a little bit, but this plays so damn hard. And they play fast and they play physical. And on a Thursday night, that matters. You know, you're just feeling the week before. And, you know, it may make Josh say, you know what, let me throw this one away instead of trying to run it. You know, it's just that one time maybe he throws it away because it's like, man, it's such a physical game. I gotta try and withstand this. Let me throw this one away. And that's what the Texans do. They force teams into making some of those decisions, especially quarterbacks. But what's also hurt us lately are quarterback scrambles late in games. And obviously, 17 does that really, really well.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Well, we've been hurt by everybody, and it's cost us late in games when we've broken down from a pass rush perspective and quarterbacks take off for 20, 25, 30 yards, and it sets up game-winning field goals or game-winning touchdowns. I mean, it literally cost us the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game on 4th and 10. Baker Mayfield broke a tackle and got 15, drove him down, scored a touchdown, won the game. So there are some things this defense has to clean up, but overall, the one thing I do know is especially on a Thursday night game with the nation watching, they're going to want to make a statement. There's no question about that. But they also know it's got to be a controlled statement because of what 17 can do with the ball in his hands, throwing it and running it.
And that's the thing, too. It's in Houston. And, John, this is something I think I'm right. The Bills have not won in Houston since 06, and even yesterday I was having a conversation with some callers, too. The AFC South in general seems to be a huge bugaboo for the Bills. I mean, last year's game is one of the worst performances we've seen from Josh Allen. For the most part, this defense is sort of the exact same. The receiver room really hasn't, quote-unquote, gotten much better for the Bills. You know, I wonder, too, if that gives this defense sort of that, you know, that extra boost of, we handled this guy last year. We gave him one of his worst games.
Yeah, I obviously that was a nightmare performance for Josh. It really was. I mean, the defense was playing at a high, high level at that particular moment. And so, there's a part of me that's like, not a part of me. I hope that Buffalo internalizes all that and, you know, starts to panic a little bit if they don't get things done early in a game and they do things, you know, kind of get away from the game plan or whatever it might be, because that is a worry, especially against his defense. But look, it takes a Josh 50-yard run for a touchdown. It takes a bomb to Tyrell Shavers to just shake things up. And look, I'll be honest about this. It will not be a home field advantage for us. It's not. The Bills fans have come in and taken over that place every time that they've played there, be it a playoff game or last year's game. They will come in there and they will be just as loud. It feels like a neutral site at best for Texans fans, because Texans fans, they know they can make a nice little killing for their tickets for this one game. Like, what's it matter? I'll miss this game. And then you look up and it's like, damn, there are a lot of 17 jerseys in the stands. This is going to be a tough one. And we have people in our building that have the analytics, and we've asked them, you know, earlier this week, said, hey, what's it going to look like on Thursday? And they just glared at us like,
oh, no,
it's not good. So it will definitely not be a home field advantage for us from that perspective. But I do know that when we have those situations, like the Bills last year, the Lions last year, when those fans come in, the fans that we do have end up taking it up to a different level. It gets loud. It is a loud building no matter what happens. And we got to try and keep our fans in it early, not, you know, allow them like, oh, this isn't going to be a game they're going to win. I need to go to the house or go have some more barbecue. You know, the Bills are going to win this one. It's going to be raucous environment. It's just probably going to be more neutral site environment more than anything else. And that's something the Bills can thrive on. They did in the second half last year. I mean, we had that game dead to rights.
Mm-hmm.
And then down 20-3, they kept climbing back. And you just felt the momentum in the building. And I worry about that again on Thursday night, that they'll be able to do that. And we won't have an offensive answer because it's Davis instead of CJ. So there is that worry. But I do know the fans will show up. But we also know, you know, Bills Mafia is going to show up in droves. I would tell them, if they're listening and flying to Houston, we're wearing a lot of red. This is our wear red game for whatever reason. So, you know, go ahead and wear your blue. Just, you know, helping you out a little bit.
There we go. John Harris for just a few more minutes here. And, John, I do want to take maybe a more, you know, bird's eye view of the Houston Texans. Of course, being here in Buffalo, yes, it's two AFC teams, but I think we all kind of get lost in some of the quick headlines. You know, C.J. Stroud, regression from his rookie year. I'm always kind of curious, too, about how the Bobby Slowick situation ultimately ended as poorly as it did. He went from the hottest name, one of the hottest names as an offensive coordinator, to fired the next year. And then also just the offensive line. You mentioned they're playing a little bit better with Davis Mills, but that's kind of been a conversation of they can't block for anybody. So what has this season been for the Texans? They ultimately start 0-3, but they are 5-5 right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody knows the defense, and you know, the defense is tremendous, and it lives up to claim. Offensively, it's been it's been enigmatic. I'll put it that way. You know, it was a work in progress earlier in the year because it's a new offensive coordinator, it's a new offensive line coach, a new system. So everybody's kind of learning at their pace. And then, oh, by the way, there's no Joe Mixon, there's no Tank Dell. So, okay, we've got to incorporate some new young receivers into this. And how does this work? Does CJ like this offense? You know, how's this thing really working? And so when the team started off 0-3 and the offense was the reason they were 0-3, Nick Haley, Cole Popovich, and his offense were taking a lot of heat. The thing was is that, you know, CJ was not taking a lot of that heat. A lot of it was directed at the coaching staff. Then the offense started getting going a little bit. But as soon as it would get going, we went to Seattle, and we looked like a triple-A offense. We just couldn't get anything going. I mean, we did dumb stuff. And that, I think, we've gotten away from the last few weeks. Even in a loss to Denver, we didn't do dumb things. We didn't blow blocks. Ariante Urshree, our rookie left tackle, you know, held Nick Benito without a sack. He's done that a couple of times against the Jaguars at home. Josh Hines-Allen, no sack, one pressure against Ariante Urshree. So the rookie left tackle, his growth has helped. Woody Marks, his emergence, the rookie wide receivers. And last and certainly not least, the last couple of weeks, Davis Mills remembered that Nico Collins is on this roster. And Nico didn't play but a quarter against the Bills last year. And hopefully that's one thing that the Texans will have going for them this year is that Nico is playing. And that helps. But the rookies, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Null, have really stepped up and done some really good things. Dalton Schultz, tight end, has played extremely well this year as a pass catcher. So the offense has gotten better. In fact, I would argue that it's maybe even better than it was when we faced the Bills last year. But it was on a trajectory with CJ that by this game, if CJ had played the last three games, I think it would be, wow, the Texans have really turned it around offensively. They're going to be really tough. But I think it's clouded by Davis being in the starting lineup. Now, I like Davis. I trust Davis. And I think Davis is going to play really well on Thursday night. He's just not CJ. And that, you know, takes our offense from, I don't know, being a 6.5 maybe to a 6. And it's that half. That just might be the difference against a really, really good football team. And this is where the defense has got to make a play. They've got to generate a score in a short field. You know, special teams has got to do something. This has got to be a game where every unit kind of picks it up around Davis. And then Davis plays at the level he's been playing the last couple of weeks. And if they do that, there's a shot to win. I think the Texans like being the underdog. They kind of like that. Hey, watch us. Watch what we do. But they're also a reality of, you know, there's a reason you are an underdog because the team coming in is damn good and should have gone to the Super Bowl last year. So it's going to be hopefully a hell of an evening. I hope both teams show up and bring your A games because they do. It's going to be one hell of an entertaining night on Amazon and for the fans that are in the stands. So that's what I'm hoping for. You know, fingers crossed, we just don't turn the ball over and can stay in the game because we do. It's going to be one hell of a 60-minute fight.
Let's hope we can have an entertaining Thursday night football game. John, thank you so much for jumping out with me. Enjoy the game tomorrow. We'll talk again soon, my friend.
Absolutely, Zach. Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
John Harris there, the sideline reporter for the Houston Texans. All right. Davis Mills. It's going to be interesting. The C.J. Stroud stuff, maybe they really did just come into a perfect time where they don't have to play a team that maybe was going to be on that ascending path. The defense, though, it still freaks me out. It's still, I think this is going to be a close game. I think right now the Bills sit at a 6-point favorite. And It makes me very nervous. It makes me very, very nervous. They have not done great against those big spreads. I mean, it's hard to do it. And then when you go up against that defense, and the Bills are down a few pass catchers. It didn't hurt them last week against Tampa Bay. I think against a Houston Texans team, it could hurt them. And a Houston team that is playing well. It should be noted they had two divisional wins as well in the last 2 weeks, Jacksonville and at Tennessee. They're still third in the AFC South, but they might be a team that thinks they are surging and going for a bit of a playoff run here. They also only lost by 3 to Denver, who, we may have discussions on how good they actually are. That defense is special. And that defense is going to probably get them into the either 1 or 2 seed and take out Kansas City as the kings of the AFC West. It's already done, half the job so far this year. It's going to be, I hope, a fun game, though. I really do mean that because, boy, Thursday night football games can be a struggle. We do have some quarterback news across the NFL. If you did miss it, Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders is going to start Sunday versus the Raiders. Dylan Gabriel is still in concussion protocol. And then for the Falcons, Michael Penix is undergoing season-ending knee surgery. Penix has been, I think in a word, frustrating for Falcons fans. He's had high moments. He has had very low moments. I know even in the Bills game, that first half, he couldn't miss. In the second half, it felt like he was trying to give away the game to the Bills at multiple points. And then for Sanders, I am curious to watch. I really, really am. I don't know how talented Shedeur Sanders is compared to the rest of the NFL. He did not look great against Baltimore at all. If he could, on Sunday, if he could play it at any kind of an NFL level, they'd probably beat Baltimore, and he couldn't. There is the rumblings, though, of course, if he's not getting first-team reps, and Gabriel's kind of been up and down. They probably should have been giving first-team reps, whatever, what have you. He wasn't really prepared. Now we'll see if he's going to be much more prepared against a far worse team in the Raiders, who I think just because of the defense, they should probably win that game. 803-0550, the number two call. Coming up next, a little bit of a special guest. I mentioned it in the first segment of today. I'd love to talk with UB head coach George Halkovich, and credit to UB. They got that stuff done. Coming up next, UB men's head coach George Halkovich is going to join the show to talk more on the 5-0 start to the season, the wins over DePaul and last night Vermont, and what is to come this season. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up next. You're listening to WGR.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.